Gannon now. My next guest is Larry Sharp. And Larry has been the National Organizing Director for American Values 2024. It is the RFK Jr. Super PAC. He also ran for New York Governor in 2018 as a Libertarian, so I give him some credit. He has put himself in the ring. Larry, good to have you back on the program.
I am very happy to be here. Thank you for having me on.
A lot to consider here today, Larry. I think the first thing I want to ask you about is the State of the Union. We're going to get to your candidate here in a moment. He's been on with me twice now, by the way. We got over a million views the last few times he's been on. So people like to see what RFK Jr. has to say about a variety of things. That's certainly been proven here when you have more than a million people watching the interviews here twice now. So we appreciate that. But I want to ask you about the State of the Union. Joe Biden's going to walk out there tonight and tell us how great the economy is. He's going to tell us how great the border is. He's going to tell us how great it is to send tens of billions of dollars to Ukraine, for which I don't believe we have any stake at all. What do you have to say about, I mean, we're going to get lied to. Let's just throw it right out there, Larry. We're going to get lied to tonight. What do you expect?
What I think we should do is please ignore what you're actually feeling and just believe Uncle Joe. Because he's, you know, Uncle Joe. That's what they're going to ask us to do. And I think your point is very valid. What else can he do, right? The issue is you have to say things are good because you don't have any answers. This is what a two-party system does, right? Particularly when you have one party now that's dominating the other. You find, I see it in New York, you find that you can say whatever you want to say and no one who will challenge you will be believed, right? Every time the right challenges the left says, it's the right, so it doesn't matter. The reason why your audience loves hearing someone like Bobby Kennedy Jr. is because he isn't considered the left. He's considered something else. So when he says something, people begin to listen.
What Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a symptom of a much bigger problem for the Democrats, and that is a lifelong Democrat that looks around and goes, I don't belong here anymore, and says, I'm going to pack 100%. My bags and leave. And you're seeing that. You're seeing a lot of people leave Joe Biden, the Democrats. A few are going over to Donald Trump, but others are looking for an alternative, which is why Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is polling so up 20% in some polls now. I mean, this is pretty...
Absolutely.
20% in some of these polls, that's an accomplishment thus far, but he's not putting that feather in his cap. He's saying that looks like a pretty good start, right?
It is a good start. I mean, he has Ross Perot numbers earlier than Ross Perot, right? So this is a great start, 100%. This is showing that he's real. The best part about this entire campaign is it represents something bigger. It represents the idea of choice, the idea of actual democracy, the idea of people getting back and involved. You see it. People are checking out. They're saying, why do I want to bother listening to our president talk tonight when I know what he's going to say, when I don't believe it anyway? Who cares? I'd rather watch Netflix or play a video game. But now all of a sudden, when you bring somebody else into the mix, now they want to hear it. Now they want to actually watch. And exactly to your point, most people are looking at the Democratic Party at this point and saying, if I'm not already part of the system, why bother? But now here comes Bobby Kennedy. Okay, let me listen now. And I think that the response to the State of the Union will be more important than the State of the Union. People like you and me talking about it is going to be more important than whatever he says.
Well,
and
I agree that should with you be the there. Case. Larry, I agree with you completely because he can go out there and tell me how great the economy is. And then I can walk over and look at an article. I just read an article here a moment ago about a Five Guys burger. A guy went and bought a Five Guys burger, put it on social media. It was almost $25 for a burger and fries and a medium drink. $25. And I don't blame Five Guys for that. I blame inflation for that from reckless spending, printing of money, hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine and other pointless things that we're doing with our money. We are destroying the financial stability and foundation of this country, aren't we?
Inflation is destroying everything, and it's because of what you just said, right? It's us printing endless amount of money, just printing it. No one is even talking about this except for Bobby Kennedy, right? No one's even talking about this. We are throwing money everywhere and not here. So now what we're also doing is we are now giving ammunition for people who say, well, where's my cut? Why won't you pay for my rent? Why won't you pay for my school? Why won't you pay for all my things? Well, they have a point. We can pay for Ukraine all day long, can't we? Yeah. And worse, we can pay for this military and still have problems in the Middle East and still have problems across the world. So we're not even getting a good bang for our buck.
No, we're getting no nothing. Bang for our buck. I mean, I just saw the budget that went through. We part of the, you know, they're thinking Dianne Feinstein got $1.1 billion in earmarks and she's dead. But that's really,
yes.
That's an honest number. 600 projects, $1.1 billion to California in her name, and she's not even there. Anyhow, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is going to make it onto the ballot in all 50 states. There was some question about that. People say, oh, he's never going to make it to the ballots. He's going to make it to the ballots, isn't he?
This is the issue. People say that because they don't want it to happen. They want to make this entire campaign irrelevant. So they say, he's not going to be in the ballot, so who cares? Well, I don't know. I keep seeing people get back in the ballot. I just saw Trump get on the ballot all of a sudden, and now we're watching Bobby do it too. Will it take time? Absolutely, and we are still working on it. I think we right now, if I'm not mistaken, on the ballot in four states right now, and we have enough signatures now, signatures gathered, to get on three more. So we are already on our way. Before you know it, we'll be knocking them all out. Slowly but surely, we will knock them out. It takes time. It takes money, it takes energy, it takes volunteers, it takes everybody to do this.
Just to be clear, I want to review that. You're on in four states, you've got three more that are almost done, and you're working on the rest, and I believe that you'll probably make it. I have little doubt.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you something, though, and maybe this, and this is not to insult anybody or to leave the idea that he can win, but if he did not win, and let's say Donald Trump did win, that's what the polling would indicate if the election were today. Maybe it changes, maybe it doesn't. Would Robert F. Kennedy Jr. consider a position like Secretary of Health and Human Services, which I think he would be very well situated to handle, to take on Big Pharma, to take on, you know, there's a vaccine for 25 different things now, or 30. I mean, they want vaccines for every damn thing. Larry, it's frightening to me. There were four or five when you and I were kids. Now it's everything. They want to ram needles in people's arms all day long. Would a job like that be something you think he would have an interest in if he did not win the election?
Let's be clear what Bobby Kennedy's been doing his entire life. He's been fighting the system. That's what he's been doing his entire life, fighting these agencies, trying to make it fairer and safer for all of us. A job like that, who knows? But let me be clear on two points. One, the goal is to win. That's the goal. We are fighting to win this thing. Of course, that's the goal. We don't even have to get we don't have to get 270. We can just get enough to shake it up and put it in to the Congress. That would work too. So there are many paths to victory here. But either way, here's what I am 100% sure of. Bobby Kennedy has been a fighter. He will keep fighting. He will fight in the way that he thinks is the best way. Obviously, he thinks the White House is the best place. If he can't get that, I'm sure he will keep fighting. That's been his MO for decades.
Larry, that's, I'd never actually conceived of that. I don't know why it didn't occur to me, Larry, but you just point out something really important. He doesn't need 270. He needs to get it to Congress. I hadn't
That's
conceived
correct.
Of that, and I'm sitting here thinking, why didn't I think of that? I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Yes, he does not need to. Look, obviously, it'd be amazing if he gets 270. That'd be amazing. But getting it to the Congress is enough to, one, make impact, and two, win this thing, and keep fighting the system, giving Americans a real chance.
Larry Sharpe, good conversation. You come back anytime. I'm sure I'll talk to your boss again sometime soon because we've had some terrific conversations, he and I. I find him to be just fascinating. I don't know if he can come out on top, but that's why he's in the race. That's why we have elections in America. Larry, thank you.
100%. Have a great morning.
You too. Greatly appreciate it. There you have it. Larry Sharpe, National Organizing Director, American Values 2024. That's a super PAC for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Interesting voice out there for sure. I'll take a break and be back. It's the Steve Huber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9255. 800-844-9440.
Why are so many Americans taking CBD? Chronic pain, stress, anxiety, depression, and sleepless nights may be the result of an imbalance known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency. Patriots Relief has the solution. Our premium CBD products are designed to replenish those missing endocannabinoid, restoring internal balance and overall wellness. Don't let deficiencies hold you back. Experience the transformative power of CBD with Patriots Relief. Use promo code Gruber at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.